The Texas Forest Service of A&M College presents a dramatization of an episode in the building of the first railroad in Texas, the BBB&C. The year is 1855 at the East Texas town of Stafford's Point.
And you better give me 5 pounds of sugar, too. My wife told me that she wouldn't bake a pie tonight if I forgot the sugar.
All right, Luke. Where's that sugar scoop? Oh, here it is. Been working hard lately?
Yep. Just finished an order 200 ties for the railway company. They're paying 50 cents apiece for them now.
That's so? What are you cutting them out of?
Post oak and cedar. Post oak's a little hard to work, but I've been making a nice living out of it.
What size they have to be of them?
7 feet long, clear of chip or kerf, 8 to 12 inches thick. That's hewn straight on one side. They're talking about changing the length to 8 feet, though.
You know, it sounds like a man could make a right smart wages out of it. Here's your sugar. Anything else?
Might put in some peppermint sticks, about a quarter's worth. Makes the wife and youngsters feel happy, you know.
I heard they're planning to run the railway across the Brazos.
They should, after naming her the Buffalo Bayou Brazos in Colorado.
The company'd make more money if it could haul freight from farther west.
Well, I hope they go ahead and lay the track. I'll be able to keep on selling tires to the company.
They'll have to build a pretty good-sized bridge across the Brazos. In the spring, the water gets up high.
Yep, they have to build it high enough to let steamboats pass, too.
Well, here's your order. Anything else?
No, I think that ought to hold me until next Saturday. How much do I owe you?
$360.
Well, let's see. Here's $350 and the dime is $60.
Thanks. Say, some of the other boys around here were wondering about selling a few ties. Do you mind if they try to get a contract to cut a few for the railway?
No, the railway needs a lot more ties than I can make. Tell them to see John Williams at Harrisburg. He's superintendent and chief engineer. Mr. Barrett, president of the company. But he'll probably tell them to see Williams about...
I just dropped in this morning, Williams, to ask you what we're going to do about getting across the Brazos.
I've been thinking it over, Mr. Barrett, and I believe I have an idea that'll work.
Glad to hear it. I've been considering the usual bridge, but we've got to leave a passage for steamboats. And just now we can't afford to spend the money for a bridge high enough so steamboats could go under it.
This is my idea, Mr. Barrett. Why not build a low-water bridge for all except 50 feet? Then we could float a 50-foot span on a large, flat boat. When a steamboat wanted to get by, we could move the floating span downstream and out of the way until the steamboat had passed. Then we could move our boat, with the rail tracks on it, back into position for our trains to cross on it.
It might possibly work. Let's see. I suppose it could be worked out. The big difficulty would be to get the connecting tracks to join the boat rails and the bridge rails, even if the boat isn't exactly in position.
Yes. I'll have to make a flexible truss to support the connecting rails.
The boat will have to be fairly large to support the weight of a locomotive and a boxcar or two without being pushed too far down in the water.
Yes. It'll have to be quite a bit larger than a canoe.
Well, we have to get across the river somehow. I'm anxious to extend the road over to the other side of the Brazos as soon as we can. We'll be able to haul a lot of heavy tonnage from the other side, and we can certainly use the additional money.
I'll get construction started right away if you'll approve the plan.
It's certainly an unusual way to build a railway track.
It's an unusual problem.
Well, you know more about it than I do. You're the superintendent. If you think you can do it, go ahead.
Beam across.
Here it comes.
Hold it. That's far enough. Now, get it bolted down. Punch that caulking well into the seams. This boat's going to have to float a long time.
If I had this big a boat, I wouldn't stick to railroading. I'd carry freight up and down the Brazos River. Williams think this boat will hold up a steam engine and loaded boxcars?
Yeah, he says it will.
Well, it might if the engine was just loaded aboard and lashed down. But when a train hits this thing, going full speed ahead, I think he's going to turn upside down and drop the whole caboodle in the river.
Thank goodness I don't have to drive any engines across it. All I have to do is get it built, according to Williams' orders.
They're just about ready to float her out into position as soon as the men got those last braces on her.
All right. As soon as it's ready, we'll swing it out into the stream and lash it in place. Then we'll pull the connecting trusses out and anchor the rails.
Won't be long until Stearns can drive his old General Sherman engine across. That is, if he gets across.
Hey, Mr. Stearns.
Yep?
The super wants you in his office.
What does he want now, Jim?
I don't know. He just said if I saw you, he'd tell you to come in.
All right. Wait here for me till I get back, will you? Wonder what Williams wants now. Probably checking up on the equipment. Maybe I can hit him for a new paint job on the Sherman.
Come in.
Morning, Mr. Williams.
Morning, Stearns. Grab a chair and sit down.
Thanks. My fireman said you wanted to see me.
Yes, I have a job I want to talk over with you. You know about our new bridge we're building across the Brazos?
I've heard a lot of talk about it.
What's the opinion of the people doing the talking?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Williams, most of the people think you're crazy for trying to hold up a railway bridge with a boat.
What do you think about it, Stearns?
Well, I was railroading with you long before we came down to Texas. I never knew of you doing a foolish thing yet when it came to railroad construction.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way about it because I've got something to ask of you. I want you to take the first train across the Brazos.
Test run?
Yes. I'm sure enough of the bridge that I want to send a complete train across it to Richmond on the first run.
How much of a train will I be pulling?
Two or three box cars and the passenger car on the back.
I'll do it. Can I use the old General Sherman engine?
If that's the one you want.
Who'll be the conductor?
Briscoe. He's already said he'd go. You'll need a fireman, too. Who can you get?
Jim will fire for me. All I got to do is see that he's got a plug of tobacco to chew on, and he'd fire for me if I had to run the train underneath the river. Got the old engine up to the river anyway, Jim. Now all we have to do is get it across.
How long are we going to wait here, Mr. Stearns?
Just long enough to unload the passengers. The ferry should be all ready to take them across the river. I'm going back to see Briscoe, the conductor.
That's him talking back there now. He's talking to Superintendent Williams.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, Stearns. How's your General Sherman engine?
Straining at the bit. Waiting to get across the river, Mr. Williams. Well, hello, Briscoe. You getting all your passengers off?
Yes, everybody's off. The ferry's all ready to take them over to meet them on the other side. We shouldn't be held up much going into Richmond.
Williams, I think I'll go up and look over the bridge. You want to come along?
Yes. I'll be back in a few minutes, Briscoe. Let's go, Stearns. I want to see how far the river's gone down anyhow. Your engine looks in pretty good shape.
I just got through cleaning it, especially for this run. I don't want those people in Richmond to see me coming into town with a dirty engine the first time.
I guess they'll be glad to see us coming into town most anyway.
Yes, I've heard that the people over there are counting on shipping a lot of tonnage out from that part of the country over our railroad.
I hope so. Now, here's the start of the bridge. You see, we have the ties bolted down, and I've had the men put extra spikes on the rails. It should give you a reasonably good track.
Say, Mr. Williams, look how low that boat is.
The river has gone down farther than I'd thought. I doubt if you can pull your train up the far side now. The connecting rails are going up so steeply. I don't think you can make the engine climb the grade.
She's pretty steep, all right. Well, I guess we'll have to hit the boat full speed and let the momentum carry us up the other side.
Think you want to try it?
I'll try it. It won't be the first time I put the Sherman across some tricky track. We might as well go back and get started.
All right. I hope you make it on this test run. The president let me go ahead with this idea, and I'm counting on you to put it over.
The old engine hadn't jumped the track with me yet. You going to ride over with us?
Yes, but I'll leave you here at the engine. I'm going back to the passenger car with Briscoe. Good luck.
Thanks. Well, Jim, how's the fire?
I got enough steam in the boiler to blow us across the river if she lets go.
Good enough. We may have to do that yet.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, the boat holding up the track is so low that we nearly need a ladder to get up the other side.
Think we'll make it?
You give me enough steam in the boiler, and I'll get the Sherman across the Brazos if I have to jump it over.
If you don't make it, it won't be for want of steam. I'll keep them pine bolts going in the firebox so fast you can't count them.
Well, start throwing them, because here we go.
Just wait a second till I get me plug of tobacco. All right, let's go.
All right, Briscoe! Be long, we hit the bridge now.
It isn't the bridge that's worrying me, it's that consired boat. All I hope is it doesn't tilt over and drop us in the river.
Hang on, we're going on the bridge.
That floating span seems to be swinging out of position.
Too late, stop now, we're on it.
Look out, the boats are tipping. Jump for it, jump.
Stay where you are, we'll make it. Golly, we made it. I knew the old General Sherman would get me across. Hadn't failed me yet. All we got to do is pick up the passengers now, and we'll be heading for Richmond. Well, what's wrong with you, Jim? You're white as a sheet.
I don't know. I guess I must have swallowed my dad bird chewing tobacco.
You have been listening to the BBBNC, a radio dramatization of an episode in the construction of the first railroad in Texas, the Buffalo Bayou, Brazos and Colorado. Construction of this railroad began through the efforts of General Sidney Sherman in 1852. By 1859, the tracks had been built from Harrisburg to a point 50 miles west. It was extended west another 30 miles to Allerton, in the fall of 1860. The bridge across the Brazos was only moderately successful. Usually, the train made its way safely across to the opposite side, but sometimes it derailed and ended up in the river, so passengers were offered the choice of going across the river either by train or by ferry. After several mergers, the BBBNC became a part of one of the state's main trunkline railways, with, as you may imagine, a less hazardous bridge crossing the Brazos. Thousands of railway ties produced in Texas were used to build this railroad. Millions of other ties were used in developing the state's extensive railway system. Today, Texas produces more than 3¾ million railway ties each year from its East Texas forests, employing many people and bringing more than $5 million in income to the state. Hundreds of farmers and timberland owners grow timber for ties as a money crop. 10 Texas wood-preserving plants treat ties scientifically with coal tar creosote to prolong their usefulness. An $8 million business in the state. A constant supply of timber will build a greater Texas. This transcription was presented by the Texas Forest Service of A&M College, narrated by Fritz Cooler, written and directed by R. Burl Johnson.